the podcast appearance from One Taylor Swift last night that had at one point 1.3 million people watching live on YouTube. It did eventually crash at the very end. There's like, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes left in the episode.
There was something wrong.
It cut off. It was weird. Yeah. It cut off at a weird time. Mm-hmm. And then YouTube got it corrected. And obviously you can listen to the full thing on Spotify or wherever you podcast. But we'll play a few cuts from it. Just your initial thought. I thought it was great. For the fact that it was an hour and 45 minutes. Initially, I'll be honest, you tell me a podcast episode is an hour 45, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's a lengthy
one. This is too much.
I was like, man, I'm about to carve out my whole night.
I was entertained throughout. I think I learned a lot more about just the process of Taylor Swift on the music end of things, but from the football perspective of their relationship, I don't know how any billionaire, in her case, can come across as more relatable and likable and down-to-earth than that she did, right? Like, she is genuine as a person as you can imagine. Like, normally you say, oh, billionaire out of touch or whatever. Yeah. Did not seem like that at all. That was the most open she's been in an interview, like, ever in her life.
So that's that part of what was so interesting about it is that is unusual access to Taylor Swift in general. So if you're just a Taylor Swift fan, you probably loved it. Unusually high access to it. I thought it came off as a, like, I give all three people credit for it, because what it felt like for a chunk of it was Jason Kelce interviewing couple, Travis Kelce
well,
and Taylor
Swift. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that's definitely, like, the way it came off. Travis is looking adoringly at her, a huge chunk of it. They give you little slices of their relationship and, like, baking and personal family relationships and this other stuff.
Did you have to pause the baking part and like watch it 20 times over? I figured you were
when
she brought up sourdough, I figured you must have been smiling so much.
Genuinely, when they were talking about that part, I was like, they're going to come in here tomorrow and they're going to tell me I have grandma hobbies, because essentially everything I do around the house is the same kind of stuff she does. I bake or make this stuff. I'm like, I'm no different than Taylor Swift at this point. I essentially have grandma hobbies.
You
based
sing
on the
songs?
Way,
I mean, at this rate, I mean, why not, Cody?
At this point, I'm somehow more lifestyle similar to Taylor Swift than I am Travis Kelce from a just general interest and hobbies perspective. No, I my biggest takeaway from it was it came off as one of the more genuine pieces of media for people of that fame that I've ever seen. And yeah. Like, and I love it. And like, and the Kansas City part of it, like, look, she's probably 20 minutes down the road right now at Travis's house making sourdough. It puts Kansas City in a good light. It puts their relationship in a good light. And it felt very genuine. You felt genuine about their relationship and the things that they've done in order to do it. They poke fun at each other like anybody would in a relationship. Him saying that he was trying to go down the elevator because he works at Arrowhead Stadium and them not giving her access. All the stuff that came with it was very genuine. It felt wholesome. Is probably the way I would put it, I guess.
Yeah, you never really seen an interview like that with a celebrity at that level. Again, one of the most popular people on planet Earth, and two of the most popular, I guess I would say at this point. And it lived up to the hype. It did. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, like, you don't have to be the most diehard Taylor Swift fan, I think, to have enjoyed what you watched last night, if you watched it already last night. And I agree with you that throughout the interview, you could tell, like, it goes back to how silly the stuff from well over a year ago was about, oh, it's a fake relationship and it's all set up and all that. It could not seem more obvious that they are in love than throughout the entire interview. I mean, it was very, very, very evident. And I thought it was pretty neat. There was also some just really cool moments and stuff about her willingness to learn football. And now she's a diehard NFL fan. But the part where she discussed asking Travis about playing his brother in a football game and thinking that they both were on the field at the same time at one point is great. Listen to this.
I thought that the quarterbacks.
I mean, that's how you played it on the playground growing up. So I understand if you hadn't like.
No, you really don't understand. I thought it was like Jared Goff is here and Josh Allen's here. Yeah. And they're going to be like, they blow a whistle and then they go at each other and they're like, who's going to win?
That's actually,
I would love to see Jared Goff defense. Let's see Jared Goff on defense.
I've got some ideas.
That was one of the highlights.
Goff? He just got name dropped by Taylor Swift. I mean, Jared Goff's got to be
fine.
Jared Goff, Travis,
Xavier Worthy,
Josh Allen. There was some name drops there for sure. Obviously they were very complimentary of Andy Reid during the interview as well.
Him and Scott are buddies.
Yeah, that's right.
They gave him a little bit of credit, not full credit for their relationship coming together the way it was, but a little bit of credit for that.
What do you think Xavier Worthy, like, do you think Xavier Worthy's phone just blew up last night? Do you think his phone blew up after this?
So that I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, "We drafted Xavier Worthy!" And my friends are like, "What is, who body snatched you? This is, what do you mean we drafted Xavier Worthy?"
I forget where I was, but you were the first person to tell me that.
No,
we
I
drafted
was screeching.
The fastest man in the draft.
No, I was screeching. I couldn't believe it. I was freaking out. We're talking about like,
either. I'm like, wait, is she right? I had to look this up. I'm like, she get the wrong information here, but yeah, we traded up.
And yeah. We're talking about cover two, cover four, cover zero. Ooh, man, cover. See? We're learning. I continue
maybe,
to learn.
Maybe somebody else that even knows what those coverages are.
Yeah. I'm not ready to be leverage. An analyst right now, give me 16 months.
He's teaching her leverages, man. That's crazy. She had her grinding all 32.
Honestly,
guys.
This is the way typically, if anybody like in a long-term relationship, especially when you're getting to know somebody, it is nice to see a relationship start where people show interest in the things that you're interested in. You don't have to become an NFL like scout just because but showing interest in the things he does every day. And then him, the sourdough thing, back to that. She's like, he's made his own loaf. I just go through and we just like make our own stations and he goes through making a loaf of sourdough bread. The same as me. That's a good thing.
Cody just now explaining us how relationships are supposed to work.
No, it's good. Yes. They don't all work that way. I'm saying, but like theirs has been very successful in that regard. And it's just, no, that part's very cool. The fact that she didn't know about it and the other stuff and the Xavier Worthy stuff. It's all very, again, it felt very like calm and like I said, wholesome and relax, and it really did genuinely feel like you got an insight to who they are.
I was entertained the full hour 40, because I don't say 45 because I think we got cut off at the end.
I had to take breaks to put kids to bed and
fair
stuff.
Fair enough.
It was a tough, because like that time stretch is like, man,
from a non-sports part of it, now on our show today, obviously the Rashee Rice thing is the biggest story of the day, but in general, in the world today, it is not overstating it. The New Heights Taylor Swift interview is the biggest story in the world today. Some of you can say, "Oh, there's more." I'm not saying there's not more important things. I'm saying the biggest story of the day in the world today was that Taylor Swift did an interview. Obviously, there's way more important issues in the world. That's not the point.
So we spent the first 40 minutes talking about other stuff.
Like, I don't care whatever you watch. Good Morning America in the morning. Today's show. All those
first
shows
take.
In the first, their A block. Okay, their main segment was about some cuts from the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce interview.
Kudos to Jason, by the way, who again,
job.
I think
he did a great job.
Just kind of drove the whole thing, kept asking questions about her career, kept asking questions. One part I don't think we got a cut for that I really did enjoy was Travis's insistence that she's an athlete and her just constantly tossing about her fact that like she could throw him over a mountain or the silly things that came with that. I agree with Travis, by the way, to do 3.5 hours on that. That has to take some level of athleticism. I don't think you can do shows like that and it not be an athletic feat. Maybe not the athletic feat the way a person throws a football or hits a baseball, but it is an athletic feat to do that show 3.5 hours, 3 nights in a row for hundreds of shows.
Did your daughter ask you to pre-order the vinyl?
She's not asked yet.
October
3rd? She did watch part of it with me.
October 3rd.
She has not pre-asked me to order it yet, but she might. It's hard to say. With her, it's day to day. She very much, she always just tells me that when I see Taylor to tell her that she's a big fan. Okay. I was like, well, if I see
you'll
Taylor,
get on that. You'll get right on that.
I'll let her know.